Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang, my colleague and co-host, and I point especially to the Gordon Chang report by the Pacific Research Institute about China's EV car business. Big time. You hear wonderful things out of the innovations that have been brought to the vehicles being sold worldwide by China. EVs, magical, recharge quickly, can do everything for you, including order dinner on the way home, except Gordon and I welcome our friend Alan Tonelson, who's our guru on manufacturing and trade. We're looking at the big and famous and best-selling and Shenzhen-based BYD company, world's largest maker of electric vehicles. Gordon, I come to you because it's in your most recent column for the Pacific Research Institute that if you're the biggest and best and most innovative company on earth, how is it your car production in August of 2025 dropped 3.8%? What is that? Good evening to you, Gordon.
Good evening, John. And yes, this does sound anomalous. The problem, though, is the Chinese car industry as a whole. There are about 150 producers. There should only be about a dozen if the market had a say. And right now, we are seeing big price wars. Everybody is making less money than they were before, or they're losing money. And we are now witnessing, and this is significant, drops in production by BYD, the market leader, because that is a sign of the market as a whole.
Alan, I come to you because this is one of the stories we could tell, a really good example of China flooding the market and then being turned back. I hear anecdotes about countries and regions that will not accept or are very doubtful about China EVs. What is the rap on them? A poor quality, surveillance, price? Why the rejection, Alan? Good evening to you.
Hi, John, and hi, Gordon. Well, for the United States, it's basically a combination of concern about Chinese surveillance capabilities that are likely to be built into their electronic vehicles. So we certainly don't want any of that in this market. And the United States has also frankly decided that it simply doesn't want Chinese electric vehicles, as we've said, flooding its own market and threatening its own auto industry. At the same time, it's really important to note that the United States is not the only country, by far not the only country, that is putting the kibosh on Chinese EV exports. If you look at the share of Chinese electronic vehicles in the Japanese automobile market, which is the world's fourth largest, in Germany, in South Korea, of course, these are all major auto-producing countries. The Chinese share of their EV markets is infinitesimally small, and it's going nowhere. And they've decided also they're not going to let the Chinese, with their subsidies and various other predatory trade practices, take over their automobile industries.
Gordon, you have a question for Alan.
Alan, that's a problem because the Chinese market is saturated. Mm-hmm. And for the Chinese car companies to grow, they're going to have to grow overseas. Now, they may be able to flood places like Brazil, but it seems that countries, and it's not just the three you mentioned, are now becoming resistant. So what do the Chinese do to keep those markets open?
I don't think the Chinese are going to be able to keep those markets open because, like the steel industry, the automobile industry is a high prestige industry. It's a chunk of the economy that various countries, especially developing countries, want a big piece of. They view it as a sign of major economic progress, major economic development. And also, of course, it's a major potential source of jobs, which are always crucially important to any government. So I do think we're going to see continued global pushback to this China EV overcapacity and a continuing export surge, because the Chinese companies, especially BYD, continue to do well, especially throughout Asia, but excluding South Korea and also Japan. But in the rest of the world, especially the high-income world, where consumers have got purchasing power, that's simply not happening, and there's going to be further resistance.
Alan, I hear from the FT within these last hours that the rationalization by the smaller Chinese car companies, the EV makers, is that they're sacrificing profits for scaling. What does that mean? What is scaling for them? Why is that important?
Well, that means that that they're less concerned with how they perform profit-wise each quarter, or each half a year, or whatever time period you choose, then with making sure that they continue to manufacture, that their volume keeps growing, and frankly, that they're able to keep their own workers on the job, because employment has always been a prime concern of the Chinese political leadership. When the Chinese people lose jobs, they tend to get very restive, and that's the last thing that Beijing wants.
Gordon, I hear, this is FT again, I hear that what the smaller car companies can do is borrow money from the municipalities where they're located, and the municipalities, desperate for ways to maintain the loans that they've taken out from the central government and can't repay, then push money into the EV car companies that are local in order to keep the employment up, as Alan says, but also because they might get lucky. Does that story make sense to you, Gordon?
It makes sense if you're in a locality, but if you're sitting in Beijing, you're worried about this complete saturation of the market. Because you had mentioned, as I mentioned, there's 150 companies, and that number is not going down, as you would think in a market economy, because these localities are keeping their car companies afloat, even though it makes no economic sense to do so. But for the reasons you mentioned, it makes a lot of political sense for these localities to ensure their car companies don't go bust.
You have a question for Alan.
Alan, American and foreign car companies in China, how are they doing?
They're losing market share just like all foreign-owned car companies are, in part because they're not offering EVs at the kinds of prices, the kinds of continually declining prices that Chinese consumers want, but also they have lag technologically, aside from perhaps Tesla. And I think the Chinese success in EV innovation is really providing the United States with a very important trade policy lesson here. And the lesson is that it is indeed key to stimulating technological progress, to stimulating innovation, to stimulating quality, by promoting competition. There's no question about that. But what the Chinese are teaching us is that the competition doesn't necessarily have to be foreign competition. The competition can be entirely domestic competition, especially for countries with large internal markets, or at least potentially large internal markets, like China and the United States. And the Chinese, as we've discussed, have stimulated the creation of dozens, in fact, more than 100 electronic vehicle companies, and that's produced plenty of competition, more than enough competition to generate the kind of technological progress that everybody wants. And the United States should really, the United States really needs to learn that lesson. We certainly have a large enough economy to generate all the competition we need to ensure quality, to ensure continued innovation on our own.
Alan, it occurs to me that we'll know the car companies in China are really in trouble when they start giving away coffee makers with a vehicle if you purchase today. So what we're looking at is the end of the story, Alan. I don't remember anybody recovering from this scale of competition where the best subsidized survive. That's no future.
No, not at all. And of course, the entire Chinese economy is gripped with crippling deflation because promoting overcapacity throughout the entire Chinese economy has been China's economic plan. And frankly, one big reason that that plan's not working lately, one big reason that we have seen this price deflation, and even as Gordon pointed out, declining production in the Chinese EV leader BYD, is because China no longer enjoys the American safety valve for exports that it's enjoyed for all of the pre-Trump decades. That's a huge barrier to continued Chinese economic growth.
The decline and fall of BYD. Alan Tonelson, he blogs at Reality Check. You can see him on formerly Twitter, now X. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And the Gordon Chang Report is presented by Pacific Research Institute.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
South Carolina's got everything, natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch. Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.